Welcome to the Internal Divinity Show with thought leader Linda Lamp, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. In this confusing and clouded world, sometimes we lose sight of our blessings and the light we carry inside us. In the next hour, Linda will show you the divinity that you have within you and give you the tools you need to let it shine forth. Become a force for good. Strengthen your inner divinity and help create the heaven on earth we all desire. The Internal Divinity Show starts now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Linda Lamp, and you're watching or listening to the Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned with us for the next hour, and let me help you experience a new way to look at life and the world. Each month, on the second Tuesday, I'll be meeting with you and sharing with you the secrets of life, and I'll answer your questions on how to see and experience more divinity in your life. This is a call-in show. I'm here to support you. If you have things you're struggling with in your life, interactions that you need help with to find the divinity within you or within the other person, let's talk. Give me a call. The number here at the studio is 1-800-930-2819. My wonderful producer Colton will assist you. Be sure you give him your phone number and your email address so I can email you a digital copy of my book, Walking Through Your Walls, Loving Yourself and Everyone Else. So I'm so happy to be back here with you today. If you're listening in America live, happy Valentine's Day. I don't want to overlook acknowledging this day, even though I think it confuses love for a lot of people and can, for many folks, be a day of discomfort. So I prefer to think of this day as the day we honor each other's divinity within and divine love. So what I want to acknowledge is that we are all the result of divine love, of the love of divinity, and that the first love we should honor every day is ourselves. And I don't mean that in a narcissistic way, but in a divine way. We are magnificent creatures, each and every one of us. And we're blessed every day we're here to be in service to one another as we create and experience heaven on earth. What an amazing opportunity we have before us daily. So treat yourself with that respect. Embrace this definition for yourself, that you are grace, love, and hope in physical form. So let's celebrate Valentine's Day this way, and let's continue to do this every day. I also want to take a moment to hold the students and families of those at Michigan State in our hearts and acknowledge the severe mental health issues that contributed to this and so many, if not all, mass shootings. It's easy to hold hate in our hearts for the person who has done this, and we must also acknowledge that he was no different from what I have just described. A magnificent human being who somehow was in so much hurt that he felt the need to go out and hurt others. Remember, we've talked about this, how hurt people, I think we have, hurt people. So let's not forget that when we're all having our discussions about gun control. Mental health is as big, or if not a bigger issue, to tend to solve this problem. So now let's get into today's show. I want to address something that was left unanswered from last month's episode. The question was, and I want to actually read it, so I'm looking at the screen here for a second. Why are so many people unhappy, hurting, if we all agreed to be here? Because you remember, I said that we've all agreed to be here. There isn't anyone here on planet Earth that didn't agree to come and participate in this grand play, if you will. So I never got to that question. So let's do that now. The simplest answer is that most people don't know they agreed to be here. And so they're looking at life from a completely different point of view, and they have expectations of how things should be and what they're expecting and wanting and needing. And many times we're not experiencing the receipt of those things. So a lot of people think that we're here. There's a lot of theories out in the world, especially in the spiritual world, about why we're here. There are a lot of teachings that served their purpose for a time, but have really, we've outgrown them. We've learned more about why we're here. As I have conveyed with you in the last couple of episodes, we're here, all of us, for the same purpose, to create and experience together, collectively, heaven on earth. That's why this whole thing started. And until we achieve that, this thing is going to continue on. But a lot of people think that they're here for to learn a lesson, or that they're here to experience some kind of punishment for previous lives, especially people who are having difficult times in this life. It's easy to believe that, oh, I must be paying for some previous sin, and that's why things are so horrible. Some people think that it's just random. And because we don't know we agreed to be here, we tend to experience a great deal of disappointment and unhappiness. And we find ourselves living lives that we're not happy with, and doing things that we don't want to do. We'd rather be, you know, hiking in the Andes, but instead we're chained or feel chained to some kind of a 9-to-5 job, or an 8-to-5 job, or a 7-to-11 job, or whatever the case may be. Doing things we're not enjoying, perhaps being surrounded by people we don't like, or that aren't treating us well, that we don't care for, or who aren't caring for us. And many of us think we're living lives that are not what we want, that we're doing things that we don't want to do. And I want to take a moment to talk about this idea of doing things that we don't want to do. Neil Donald Walsh has a teaching that God shared with him that states that nobody ever does anything they don't want to do. And initially, there'll be a lot of pushback to this notion, because the way we constructed our lives and the way we're experiencing our lives, many people are feeling things are forced upon them, and that they're having to do things that they don't want to do. But the truth of the matter is if you're actually doing it, then at some level of your being, you're wanting to do it. So you can't, you know, there's a desire to let ourselves off the hook and make somebody else responsible for how we're behaving. And when you get in touch with your internal divinity, you understand that you can't do that. You can't put it on somebody else that you've done something or that you're about to do something. You have to own it. Because in the real physical world, in this from a quantum physics point of view, there really technically isn't anything out here. Everything that you're experiencing is coming from within you as a response to this collective physicality that we find ourselves in. And so we can't blame others for what we've done. Now, sometimes, and I'm not trying to let you off the hook here, but sometimes our bodies take over and our physical housing will do something that we, in a considered mind, would not do. You still ultimately wanted to do it because you allowed your body to take over. And that's where the real rub comes in, right? You have to take responsibility for what's happening within you. And the way you do that is to get in touch with your internal divinity and stay in the moment. Learn how to stay in the moment and learn how to recognize the signals of your body and realize when your body's trying to take over, when your ego is trying to exert itself over your heart and your best wishes and desires. So let's see. I know that we're coming up on a break in just a minute, so I want to make sure I get to a point where we're closing up. So basically, if we want to use the analogy of the play, when people are exerting their free will and allowing their bodies to run themselves, and they're in a mode of blaming other people for the condition of their lives, these are all situations where you've basically walked out of the theater and you're not in the play now. You're not engaged in the exercise of experiencing and creating, co-creating with each other, heaven on earth. Now, you're listening to the Internal Divinity Show with Linda Lamp on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll speak with any callers that have called in, and I'll pick up where we've left off. Remember, if you'd like to call in, the studio number is 1-800-930-2819. If you prefer to text, I've got a phone here. You can text directly to me at 1-907-351-3003. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Here's a quick tip from Jason and Patricia at the Ecosystem Approach Show. We're going to help caregivers connect with someone who has no ability to communicate or anyone who struggles with communication. This is for caregivers who are responsible for young children, seniors, or anyone without language. Try talking to their soul or essence directly. We do it all the time.
Get in a comfortable spot, relax, and close your eyes. Then just talk to them. Feel free to listen for the response. It's that simple. If you want to hear our show about the topic, go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and under the radio tab, search for The Story of My Mom.
Listen to our show every week. We teach you how to apply energy techniques to everyday life in ways that is practical and useful. See you Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, or find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
We're We're back on Transformation Talk Radio with the Internal Divinity Show, hosted by Linda Lamp. Remember, please feel free to call me at any time during the show. If you have something to share, if you're struggling with something and you need support, please, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Or if you prefer to text, you can text me at 1-907-351-3003. So, I made reference to the play. And for those of you that may have missed previous episodes, just briefly, think of life as a play. Your body is your costume. You inhabited your body when you came here. And there is a general gist of what's to happen here. It's not a script written out like a real play would be or a movie would be, but the similarities are still the same. It's, in some ways, you can think of it as a tapestry. So with a tapestry, many tapestries, if you think of the old style tapestries, they told a story. They weren't geometric patterns, although there are some that are that. But I'm thinking of the tapestries that really tell a story. And they're large. They can be 30 feet by 50 feet. They can be huge. And they're usually hanging on a wall, although if they're on the floor, it makes the ability to actually see the story of the tapestry a lot harder, which is why many times they hung them. Well, life, if you think of the script of the play as being that tapestry, right, it's already done. The accomplishment of achieving heaven on earth and experiencing it, it's already done. We just aren't experiencing it right now. But the idea is there. And so in that real sense, it's already happened, especially because there's no such thing as time. So everything from what we think of, past, present, and future, already all exist, right? So the future also already exists. We're just not aware of it because of this linear life that we're living here on Earth. That's a creation. It's an actual manipulation so that we can have this experience. So when you think of the tapestry, if you think of the tapestry as the play, the script of the play, and the story is the humans come, we incarnate in physical form, and we collectively experience and create heaven on earth. So that's laid out on this tapestry. And you have to stand pretty far back to see the whole story. And that's where most of us aren't standing too far back. Many of us have walked right up to this thing, and some of us have our noses pressed right to it. Well, imagine what you're going to see if you've got your nose pressed up against this tapestry. Not much, just a little area. And it's going to look very different than it looks when you're standing 50 or 100 feet back or 100 yards back. And so this is where the forgetting comes in. When we get here, somehow most of us have forgotten this tapestry and this picture and why we're here. And we're living our lives with our noses pressed right up against the rug so that we can't see what's happening. We can't see it. So let's see here. Where are we in the notes? So we can only be as awake about all of this as our parents or our teachers or the books that we've found, you know, that we've read, the spiritual teachings that we've found on our own. Because these things are not being taught other places for the most part. when people make this reference to, in fact, if somebody rather in an important position and in an important speech last week made a reference to the term woke. Well, the correct definition, as I understand it, of people who are woke are people who are aware of the things that I'm talking about, that we're each divinity, that each one of us is playing this role in this large play. And when you get really close to the tapestry, you can't see the picture. But when you stand back, you can see threads that are just really remarkable. And I have a really remarkable story that I want to share with you, and I'll do it as quickly as I can, but it illustrates this thread that I'm talking about, these invisible threads. When I was younger and didn't have as much knowledge about what I'm talking about as I do now, I used to think of it as an invisible hand moving pieces on a chessboard. Because things would happen in my life that would just, you know, things would happen that would solve like 10 problems at once. And I would just be like, wow, I don't understand what's happening. But I always knew, because I knew that I had chosen to come here. I always knew that it was a part of the grand scheme of things, and that I just would flow with it. But there's a story from my adulthood, not long ago actually, that really illustrates this connection that I'm talking about. So I'm the result of an affair that my mother had. And I want to just check the time. Where are we? Okay, I'm still okay. So I'm a result of an affair. And when I was, maybe 5 or 6, my mother decided she'd tell me that. So I've always known that I wasn't the biological result of the person that I called daddy as I was growing up. And my mother went so far as to tell me his name. Well, you know, I don't think anybody ever imagined what technology could do for us. And so a few years ago, maybe more than a few, maybe more like 5 or 7 years ago, I signed up on 23andMe. And 23andMe's database told me that I was 50% Italian. Now, I knew myself to be 50% Lebanese. And so that was the story, was that I was 50% Lebanese. My biological father had been a Lebanese man, because at the time my parents were living in Beirut, Lebanon, and my non-biological dad was working in Saudi Arabia, and he would go and come back and go and come back, like on 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, or 3 weeks on, a month off, something like that. And so 23andMe comes back and says I'm 50% Italian, which really threw me for a loop. And then I just didn't even know what to make of it. I didn't know if my mother had not known what she was talking about. I didn't know what to make of it. So a little while later, I signed up for Ancestry.com because I thought, I really need to get to the bottom of this. Well, Ancestry.com, there was absolutely no hesitation when that information came back. I was 50% Lebanese. And I was like, well, there, see, she did know what she was talking about. Well, a little while after that, I'm contacted by a gentleman on the East Coast who says, I think you might be my wife's cousin, first cousin. And he sent me a couple of last names, surnames that might have been my history and or my, you know, my lineage. And one of the last names was the last name that I knew. And I wrote him back and I said, well, if there's a Victor with this last name, that would be my dad. And it turned out that that Victor was his wife's uncle, my dad's sister's child. But here's the interesting thing. The gentleman, his first name is Peter. I said he lived on the East Coast. And when I was little, I lived on the East Coast. I lived in the Bronx. And for a period of time, I lived with my grandmother in a place called Metropolitan Oval. And it turns out that Peter and I went to the same elementary school during the time that I was staying with my grandmother in Metropolitan Oval. Now, he was a couple years older than me, so we weren't in the same class. But how remarkable that someone that I went to elementary school with would be the person who would connect me to my biological family that doesn't even live in this country. I mean, his wife did when they were married. But she didn't originally. She was Lebanese. They're all Lebanese. They all lived overseas. And so if you get too close to that tapestry, you can't see that whole picture. But I look at this story and I think, oh my goodness, think of the things that had to go into making this happen. I mean, how did that work? That individual hand moving things around, that's the magic behind the scenes, right? That's what happens in a play, the magic behind the scenes. And so don't kid yourself. Your life is filled with stories just like this. You just may not know them. You just may not be aware of them. But that magic is there, and it's happening all the time. All the time, whether you see it or not. All right, so here we go. I'm Linda Lamp, and you're listening to the Internal Divinity Show on Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, we'll continue with this discussion. I'm going to get into a couple more aspects about the body that we haven't talked about yet. If you want to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Or you can text me at 1-907-351-3003.
Do you want to unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Are you ready to get excited about life again? Are you curious about finding your path to peace of mind? Join mental health advocate and intuitive guide Carell Richards on Redefine Your Worthiness to detach from who you think you need to be, to rediscover and reconnect to who you truly are. To learn more about Carell, visit indivinetime.com. That is I-N-D-I-V-I-N-E-T-H-Y-M-E.com.
Thank you.
Hi there. I'm Linda Lamp, and we're back on the Internal Divinity Show on Transformation Talk Radio. If you want to join the conversation, the number's 1-800-930-2819, or you can text me directly in the studio at 1-907-351-3003. At some point, somewhere along the line, you may hear me say, there's nothing wrong here. And that's because all that is here is divinity, and by its nature, there can never be anything wrong with divinity. It's the supreme love of creativity. And at the same time, we can look around. We can look around in our own lives and at the larger scope, and much can appear to be wrong. So, especially in the trauma community, it's very difficult for people who are living with daily trauma to embrace the notion that there's nothing wrong here, that there's this bigger picture, that somehow what's happening in this very personal way to them is a part of this tapestry. And what I can say is that if you're experiencing trauma in your life in any way, please do everything that you can to get yourself out of that situation, because that is not a part of the tapestry. That, any kind of trauma that you're experiencing with interrelationships between people, where people are abusing you, whether it's physically or verbally or emotionally, that is the result of their own pain and them lashing out to somehow make themselves feel better. That is not a part of the tapestry. That is not a part of the divine play. And you should not allow it to continue. And I know that that can be a very scary thing, because we don't like the unknown. And a lot of times, people will stay in abusive relationships because of a fear of the unknown. But as long as you are there, you are not allowing the magic of the divine to function in your life. Because the universe is always listening, and it's always attempting to support us in whatever it is we want. But it doesn't understand descriptive words. And so it only understands the focus. So if you're focused on the abuse, unfortunately, energetically, you're going to generate more abuse, because you're in that energetic frequency. So you have to break out of it, which can be a scary thing. And you have to have faith that once you break out of it, because breaking out of it is the largest step towards self-love you can take, right? Honoring yourself that you deserve a better situation. You deserve love and to be treated lovingly. So, get help. I'm not suggesting you do this without help, because it can be too much. But find help, get help, and do what you can to remove yourself from any kind of abusive situation. You know, a lot of people will stay because they think that perhaps the person will change, or they think perhaps they deserve it. No, you don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. Don't. That's a line told by people who engage in abuse to brainwash the people they're abusing into thinking that they somehow are deserving of the abuse. They're not. You're not. You are a magnificent light being here on earth in form, in order to create and experience heaven on earth by being in service to one another as grace, hope, and love. So embrace this idea and get back into the theater and get onto the stage and get into the play. Trust me, when you cherish your life and your purpose, your life will become magical. We all need to wake up from the unconscious sleep we live in our lives. So I was going to move on away from the discussion of the body in this episode, but given some feedback that I got and questions that came in, we're going to spend a little bit more time. So your costume or your body is said to be comprised of three aspects: body, mind, and spirit. We've spent a lot of time discussing the body. It's your housing. You may not realize this, but your body has a cellular memory, which reminds me to mention that, in case we haven't, I can't remember if we've discussed this, but everything has consciousness. I think we have discussed this in one of the earlier episodes. Everything has consciousness. This is a co-creation of all things, not just the humans here, but all of the devices, everything. There is a level of consciousness to all of it because it is all here, made from the same stuff, made from the same stuff that we are made from. And so there has to, if that's the case, and we know it to be true, that all things are made from the same stuff. And so if we have consciousness, then all things at some level have consciousness. Now, science isn't quite there yet. They're getting close, but they're not quite there yet. But so each cell has its own memory. And you can easily test this by doing something like moving something you use all the time to somewhere else, and then watch what happens when you need it. Your body, and I've seen this happen specifically with toilet paper, right? There was a time when the toilet paper holder where I was staying broke, and so we had to put the toilet paper somewhere else for a while until this thing got fixed. And so every time we needed toilet paper, all of us, everybody in the house did the same thing. We would reach and then we would have to go here because it was over here instead. But initially the body went here because it has a memory. Some of us have experienced this, a phenomenon where if you engage in some kind of physical activity, you're learning some new skill. Then what you'll discover is your dreams will be filled with you, dreams of you doing this new skill. And that's your cells practicing, learning. There are scientific studies that show that athletes can train by using virtual reality. The body can't tell the difference between virtual reality, dreaming, thinking it, and actually doing it. And so I know that when I was younger and was learning how to ski, the second day on the slopes, I was phenomenally better than the first day because that first night I spent all night skiing. So these are things about our body that are good to know. Another telltale sign that our bodies have memories and that our cells have memories are scars. So scars are where there's been some form of rupture in the epidermis, right? There's been some damage to the epidermis. Now, the other thing that science will tell you is that you get a new skin every 7 years. Well, if you get a new outer layer of skin every 7 years, how can you possibly have scars that are older than 7 years? And that's the proof, is that the memory is passed on. The cells are new, but the memory remains. Now, the older you get, some scars fade, but there are other scars where the damage was so significant that they don't fade. They don't fade much. Let's see. All right, couple of things I want to do. And one last thing on time. So I think we've spoken of this already. From a quantum physics point of view, there's no such thing as time either. And so these things are memories and they're showing up. But at the same time, there's no such thing as time. So they're happening in the moment as well, just to confuse you. Right? So your mind is your mental antenna, but your body is actually made up of three aspects. You have your body, your mind, and your spirit. And then you also have your head, your heart, and your gut. And these are three brain centers, and they're often overlooked. But these three brain centers are really important to understand, because your mind is only so good at what your mind does. And what your heart and your gut do are really, really important. And it's important to be able to tune into them. And a lot of times, that's difficult to do because we tend to be sort of out of touch with our bodies. Many times, we're not really in tune with our bodies and how our bodies are functioning. So your heart will tell you your emotional response to things. People will ask you, you know, listen to your heart. What does your heart say? And your gut is actually your intuitive brain. Your gut will give you an unclear, implicit, but often unclear message about something. It's that little voice that tells us something's wrong. Something's off here. And when we come back, I'll share a quick story about a time where I wonder how different life would be had I listened to this little voice that I got. So we're getting ready to take another break. And you're listening to Linda Lamp on the Internal Divinity Show with Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com. Net.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Hi there. We're back on the Internal Divinity Show with Linda Lamp on Transformation Talk Radio. If you'd like to call into the studio, the number is 1-800-930-2819, and you'll get a digital copy of my book. Or you can text in at 1-907-351-3003. I did get a text earlier, and welcome, Mary. I'm glad to have you here today listening. So before I get into the last segment here, which is a quick overview of the chakra system, I'll share this quick story about this one day where I got a very strong feeling that I shouldn't leave the house. And this particular day, I had planned to go to the post office and mail out 8 packets of the material about We Love Us. And if you heard an earlier episode, We Love Us is an acronym for 8 intentions that if everyone were to adopt and live by, we would very quickly create heaven on earth. Now, a side note, I have expanded this into, it's now, well, I didn't. Divinity guided me to expand it. So now it's We Love Us, All of Us, because the message didn't quite come through clearly to everyone that it's not that we love some people, it's that we love all people, all beings. And so We Love Us, All of Us is the updated version. But in any case, this particular day, I had put together these packets with booklets and background material and all kinds of information and the 8 intentions, and I was going to mail them to various people, important people, that I hoped would take the information and do something with. Now, this happened to be the anniversary of the Exxon Valdez oil spill. And so as I was getting ready to go take a walk to the beach, and I had my left hip replaced a few weeks earlier. I'd had it replaced using the anterior method, and so I was up and walking the same day. Very little physical therapy, no physical therapy, I don't think, or very little. And we were taking 2 walks a day to the beach. This was the morning walk. We took the dogs. I was putting my coat on. And I was overcome with a premonition that I should not leave the house this day. And I didn't listen to the premonition. I proceeded to put my coat on. I chalked it up to the anniversary of the oil spill. I'm very sensitive to energy. And the oil spill was a very horrible thing that happened. And so I have a little dog. He usually is asleep in my lap, but if you just saw him, he was trying to crawl up my shoulder. So the Exxon Valdez oil spill was a huge, huge event, very negative energy. And so I just attributed it to that, because I have never in my life had a feeling like I had that morning where I shouldn't leave the house. Well, I left the house and I took my walk. And on the way back, I caught my toe on a chunk of ice that couldn't have been more than an inch or two high. And, you know, when you trip over something, you just pretty much fall flat on your face. You don't go flying through the air. But this is why I shouldn't have left the house. Because the universe was trying to tell me something. It was trying to tell me, and I'm going to put him down. So excuse me for a moment. There we go. The universe was trying to tell me that I was not to go mail these packets, that this was not the way to go about bringing out the material of We Love Us. That I can be pretty headstrong, and I can also be pretty dense. And I was determined to do it this way because I really believe that We Love Us was too big for me. I still kind of feel that way. It's too big for me. Somebody big needs to have it and do something with it. But the universe wants it, me, to be the one responsible for it. And so, long story short, I didn't just trip and fall on my face. I flew through the air. I flew through the air with enough time to say, oh no, oh no, oh no. And then I proceeded to fall and shatter my femur, my left femur, on my newly done hip. So, just a word of caution. When you have a gut message, listen to it. Listen to it. It's there for a reason. And we often don't even know that we have these mechanisms within our body working for us. So, I want to, in the last few minutes that we have together, to talk about the chakra system, because that is another aspect of our body that is often overlooked. So, we are energetic beings, and it's my belief that we each have an energetic system, and everything around us has its own energetic system. And we're all connected. Everything is connected energetically. So for us, there is, I want you to imagine a golden thread that comes down from the sun and enters through the top of your head and passes all the way down through your spine and exits through the floor of your body between your genitals and your anus and goes down into the earth and connects to the ball of light that's below our feet inside the earth. And then there's another thread that comes up in the reverse direction. And that's actually a loop. And the higher frequency you are, the more you're connected to both of those. So we're not going to have a lot of time to go through the chakra system. I've just gotten the 3-minute warning. So I want to just very quickly, first chakra is your root chakra. It's located at the base of your spine where I described. It is your survival chakra. I mean, there are a lot of aspects to this stuff, but I'm going to breeze through them really quick. And it's blocked by fear. Your second chakra is your sacral chakra. It's just below your belly button. It deals with your pleasure centers, your sexuality, your creativity. And, oh, my notes. I've gotten some texts here, and so I was just a little distracted by the notes. Apparently, Mary isn't watching live. She's watching a replay. let's see. So it's, and your second chakra is blocked by guilt. If you have a lot of guilt feelings, then your second chakra is probably blocked. Your third chakra is your solar plexus. It's your willpower, and it's blocked by shame. Your heart chakra is your love chakra, and it's your compassion, your emotion, and what blocks it is grief. Your fifth chakra is your throat chakra. It's truth, and what blocks it is lies. Your sixth chakra is your third eye, located in the middle of your forehead, although really technically deeper into your skull. And it deals with insight, intuition, and it's blocked by illusion and deception. And your fifth chakra is your crown chakra. It connects you to divinity. And what blocks it is ego attachment. So I wonder if when I went through any of these real quick, if you resonated with any of them, if any of them stood out. So we're going to wrap up now. It's been a great show. I'm glad to have had you here. I wish someone had called in with some questions. It's always so helpful, but I hope that you found the information valuable. I'm Linda Lamp, and I want to thank you all for tuning in to Internal Divinity Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Join me on the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m., 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific, next month, March 14th. We'll take a deeper dive into the myth-busting of life. I'll hope to see you then. Namaste and much love.
Thank you for joining in on the Internal Divinity Show. As we view our world through a new lens of understanding, we discover our inner light and power. When enough of us receive clarity about life, heaven will begin to show up. Come back next time on the second Tuesday of the month at 4 p.m. Pacific Time for more inspiration and instruction on unleashing your inner deity. To learn more or to contact Linda, visit www.lindalamp.com. That's www.lindalamp.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.